I'm very happy now to welcome back to the program Don Scott Carpenter. He is general director of the Santa Fe Desert Corral, which is now in its 28th year and is in full swing this season. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Thanks, Mary Shirley. Good morning.
Good morning. So this is, to remind our listeners who maybe have never been to a Desert Corral concert, a professional choir of national scope. You draw people from all over the country, if not beyond.
We do. We have 24 of the finest professional singers in the country and Canada this year. We've had them from as far away as the Netherlands just last season. But they auditioned through process and join us here for 6 weeks, and we are in full swing, as you just said.
Great fun for them, great fun for us, all kinds of different venues. It's a primarily a cappella choir, unaccompanied by instruments?
It is primarily a cappella, but our programming this summer includes a program with just guitar, a program with four-hand piano, and then a small orchestra as well. So we're trying to sort of straddle the gamut of all the things good about choral music.
And so when you have these other instruments, it's still primarily a focus on the choral music?
Absolutely. All of our programs are. We have a wonderful program that actually opens tomorrow night on the 27th, which is for a Spanish guitar and a cappella chorus. So it's 24 singers singing these pieces, accompanied by just a simple little instrument, but it makes some of the most beautiful music, both some Spanish music entitled Romancer Gitano by Tedesco. And it's a great piece, including other programs are great, including pieces from Civil War poetry. But just sort of this nice marriage of 24 singers and one simple instrument. So it sort of takes the best of what we do and adds a little interesting twist to it, if you will.
It's funny. I went to last year. The Assad brothers were accompanied by a violinist, two guitars and violin at the Lenzing, and it was tricky. They succeeded, but a guitar is an instrument that can so easily be overpowered by instruments or voices in a higher range.
Absolutely. One of the pieces that we're performing was composed by a guitarist himself, so I think he took some of that into consideration as he was writing it. Obviously, our music director, Joshua Haberman, has to sort of listen to balance and those pieces as you go forward, but the pieces sort of are created in a way that it's just a nice marriage, and one sort of complements the other without either one getting in each other's way.
And Roberto Capocchi is your romantic guitarist.
He's been just a delight to work with. He's here from New Mexico, or he lives here in New Mexico, and I know that he and Josh have been speaking over the phone for the last couple of weeks, and Josh is very excited to work with him, and I think this is going to be a rare treat in Santa Fe for this program. Again, it's just sort of marrying these two worlds of 24 singers and this guitar. I think if you have to see one program this summer, this may be the one for you.
So you're doing that. You're also doing the Song of Songs.
We are. We opened the program 2 weeks ago. It's at the Cathedral Basilica of St. Francis here in Santa Fe. We've also already been to Albuquerque and Taos. And this is a program that is all based on poetry of the Song of Solomon. It's love poetry. The best way to describe it is that as you sit and hear it, you just get overwhelming... It's a sonic experience. You hear all this poetry, but the beautiful sound of the choral through the cathedral. Just one of those kind of you go, wow, and then you hear some texts that you know very well, and then you hear some texts of Song of Solomon. You kind of go, I didn't know that was from there.
Yeah.
Our music director does a wonderful job at sort of as the program proceeds, explaining what you're going to hear and sort of put the text in context. So it's a wonderful evening of music. Last week we performed it. There was a great setting, or there's a great text that says the rain is over, and by the time there was a huge thunderstorm, so there was a little chuckle through the house. But it's a beautiful program of music, so I think people who love to go to the cathedral hear the quintessential a cappella choral music. That's the program for you.
And you have one called Mystics and Mavericks. That's an unusual piece for you guys.
It is. And in some ways it's so perfect for Santa Fe, and others it's sort of an interesting piece. Two of the main pieces on the program are by composers Meredith Monk, who's a New York-based composer, and Avo Pärt. This program has some minor choreography. You see the chorale sort of working into Loreto Chapel. They sort of come in the middle of the room. They go to the front. They come back. There's some marching around. It's a very interesting piece. Some of the music is from Ireland, which would be a very traditional way of performing that music, as well as a world premiere of a piece entitled Santa Fe Vespers of 2010. Robert Keir, who's on the faculty at the University of Oregon, composed a piece for us that we did the world premiere of, and it's based on, or at least the core of it is based on the Monteverdi Vespers that we're doing on August 13th. So it's sort of a nice parallel between the two. So it's a great program in Loretto Chapel that repeats on July 29th and August 4th.
Now, the Vespers, that's part of the 400th anniversary of Santa Fe celebration.
It is. I arrived in 2007, and I knew in 2010 we had to do the Monteverdi Vespers. And when our music director, Joshua Haberman, joined us in 08, the first conversation we had was, we have to do the Monteverdi Vespers. So it's been a sort of a work of passion, if you will. And we are performing on August 13th in the cathedral with some period instruments, a violone, a theremin, harpsichord, and organ. It's also our gala event, so we have a dinner beforehand at a Mabi restaurant, followed by this performance at the cathedral. Our honorary chairs for the evening are the mayor of Santa Fe, David Koss, as well as the Archbishop of Santa Fe, Michael Sheehan. So we've really tried to make this a sacred and secular event, celebrating all aspects of the 400th anniversary.
Now, all these different venues that you perform in have different sound qualities. The cathedral, of course, has that cavernous and wonderful sound with a long, I don't know if you, what do you call it, an echo or, it's not an echo.
Yeah, the
reverberation.
Yeah.
So how do you choose these venues, and are they chosen specifically for the sonic quality of them, of each one?
Well, I'd say it's a little bit of both. You know, the cathedral, I would say, is probably our main performing venue. Acapella music just sounds better there than anywhere else in Santa Fe. And it allows us to create some wonderful programming there. But when we do some of our cameo programming, like Loretto Chapel or the Scottish Rite, or in the past, Santuario or First Presbyterian, you sort of look at the venue, look at programming, and then try to create music that best suits itself in that space, so which allows us to be very eclectic from one year to the next.
There's also something called heart songs, and the A is capitalized, so you could see that it's spelled he art, but it's called heart songs.
I've heard a lot of he art. It was supposed to be a play on words. This is a program, sort of a different side of the desert crowd. Instead of hearing all 24 at one time, you're going to hear a quartet of four singers and some solo singers. This is the program that is with four-hand piano. It's a Linda Durham Contemporary Art. It's a very small, intimate space. Back in the 19th century, it was very normal to have these house programs. You know, come over on Saturday night, we'll have a drink, and we'll sit on the piano and sing. This is sort of our tribute to that in marrying 19th century music with 21st century art. And it's a program that it's mostly based on the Liebeslieder Valses of Brahms, but there's also some solo songs. Deborah Wagner, who is a wonderful accompanist in Santa Fe, and myself are going to be playing, and the singers will be performing some Hugo Wolf, Vaughan Williams, as well as the Brahms. And it's definitely a sort of a different side of the desert crowd. The he art, or the heart songs, is sort of because the Liebeslieder Valses are all love songs.
Right.
And so we're trying to play heart, but ultimately all this music we're playing are what we would call art song. So we were definitely trying to find a way to be, well, a little fancy-schmancy, if you will, with the title. And also be what it really is. So.
Yeah, so there's a lot of love on this program this summer.
We're going to love one another this summer.
if you want to fall in love, just go hear some of this music. How much, to what extent are you recording, and are your CDs available?
Well, we have 15 recordings available through our website and through our office. But this year, we are trying to join the 21st century, and as soon as the season's over, season is over, you're going to be able to go to our website and download tracks from the festival, just like if it were iTunes.
Oh, wonderful.
So you have that immediate access to our recordings, and hopefully we'll be able to expand on that and possibly even release some of our form recordings as time goes by. That's definitely our goal.
Uh-huh. So joining the 21st century,
absolutely.
As you said.
I would say the iPhone revolution.
Oh, my goodness. I was at a friend's house the other night, and he was sitting in the yard looking at some little thing, and I said, "What are you doing?" And he said, "I'm reading a 14th century Japanese text." It was on his phone.
Well, that's interesting. I was actually last night on my iPad looking up some text and found a 1611 text that was sort of in Old English and script that I was just literally, the manuscript right out of I guess it was out of the National Archives. It was just this interesting piece. I thought, that's just something that most people until the recent years didn't even have a concept of being able to access to. So
right.
It's definitely the It's the new world we live in.
It's the new world. Speaking of the new world, children's choir.
We are doing a project at the Boys and Girls Club. We did a test case or test program in April, May, and this September we're going to ignite a September through May program. We're going into the Boys and Girls Club and creating a music education experience. Obviously, the core of it is singing, but it's not solely singing. We're going to be introducing some voice lessons, but also some percussion, marimba, some different kind of music. Not only serious vocal music or solo music, but a little lighter fare. We really want to be supportive, but also the forerunners of music education in Santa Fe. Is you know, it's such an arts center as it is, we want to ensure that the children that are being raised in Santa Fe, and hopefully will, you know, go off and come back or whatever they do in the arts, that they have a core. And we would like to be the leaders of that. So we've gone in and worked with the Boys and Girls Club, who have been so wonderful to work with, and are creating this sort of music education after school program.
That's so fantastic. I mean, I remember from my own just public school education, we had good music programs. And the songs that you learn when you're a young person, you have for the rest of your life.
Absolutely. You know, there are three summer festivals here in Santa Fe who all, at the very core, they're singers. Their audiences probably had music education when they were in first, second, and third grade, whatever it is. And it's the way we sort of continue the arts process. We all have to be ambassadors of creating arts education and being ambassadors for the arts in the future, or we're going to be sitting here talking about how arts used to be.
Exactly. Don Scott Carpenter is the general director of the Santa Fe Desert Chorale, which can be found on the web at desertchorale.org. Once again, tomorrow night at the Scottish Rite Center. Well, that's a venue we didn't talk about. How are the acoustics in there?
It's interesting. When you're out in front of a curtain, acoustics can be wonderful, and we sort of chose that venue for the guitar because, as you were saying, with a small instrument, the acoustic there sort of lets it soar with the chorale, and so it's a nice marriage of sound.
And so that's the romantic guitar and much, much more. Once again, you can go to their website. Don Scott, thank you so much for being with us on the Radio Cafe.
My pleasure. Thank you.
And we're going to go out with some music from the Santa Fe Desert Chorale. Thank you. You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. We're streaming live on the web at ksfr.org, podcasting at santafe.radiocafe.org, thanks to Dotfoil Computer Services. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes. You can find us at facebook.com/radiocafe, and my email address is radiocafe@ksfr.org. Stay tuned for the BBC, followed by local news by KSFR's award-winning news team, and after that, jazz. Broadcasting from the Santa Fe Baking Company, hasta mañana, ciao.